John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, a man with the speed of a cheetah, the stamina of a stallion, the strength of a bull. He's a man who lies just as well as I just did. The complicated ape himself, Brian Callen, is on the phone. Good morning, Brian.
John, good morning. I appreciate that introduction. I'm holding a very deep squat right now.
Okay.
So that's all you need to know.
Okay. Right? Okay. Yeah. As long as that squat isn't happening over something, I'm glad to know about it.
That's a personal question I'm not going to answer. What's going on? I miss you, my friend.
I miss you too. I think the thing that I hate the most about this damn pandemic, I haven't been able to see any comedy friends for months on end, and I'm just sick of it. Do you have any idea when you're coming back to town, when you're going back out on the road?
I'll be in Philly at Helium on September 17th, 18th, 19th, and probably the 20th. I'll probably take the Lord's Day to do more comedy.
That's got to be painful for you. I know how much church means to you.
It does. I observe the Sabbath, and as you know, God frequently whispers in my ear, "You're my favorite." So I have that. So. So I fast. I fast to get even more shredded for the Lord on Sunday, and I do good works with my hands. There it is.
You probably feel pretty good about your working out and the good shape that you're in, and then you're in an episode of The Goldbergs or School, I'm not sure which it was, with Bill Goldberg. How did that make you feel about your workouts?
Well, Bill is a real athlete. I'm an actor.
Okay.
And I, you know, I'm just sad that my mother never bred with a Samoan or someone. instead, she didn't. And I'm just a regular guy. I'm a high school athlete. But when you're with a guy like Bill Goldberg, who played professional football for, I think it was 4 years, professional. He made it in the NFL. He was playing against me in a football game in the episode. And there was a giant stuntman there, and he looked at him and he said, "Don't need him." It's like, "Bill, we got to stuntman, sir, because you got to knock these guys, you got to hit these guys, and then you got to jump, and don't need him." I was playing a quarterback. He was, "I'm going to try to clothesline you. You got to duck under my arm." And I'm not kidding. And I go, oh, and he goes, "All right, I'm coming for you. You got to duck." And I, because I'm a coward, they couldn't get a shot because I kept wincing. And then I would lilt. And then kind of like fade away. So we had to do it over and over again. When you realize what a real athlete is. And then he got a little out of hand, and I had to use my kung fu on him. And
Because you've got the best kung fu I've ever seen on a comic.
Well, first of all, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's kung fu, but that doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. Kung fu.
Yeah. Well, he got me mad, and I had to take my shirt off, and then that was it.
Well, that must have impressed the hell out of him.
Well, the best was when I was at a guy, not to drop a name, but a guy named Sylvester Stallone's house.
Okay.
Watching the fight. Well, who shows up but a guy named Sugar Ray Leonard.
Okay.
At his house, when you go to the fights, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Guy Fieri and David Blaine and Bill Burr, those are the kind of people that just show up.
Who? Wow.
You guys haven't heard of him, but a guy named Al Pacino walked
in. Oh, my God.
And I looked at him, and I went, "I saw you in the Irishman. You were good." But, John, you'd like it, because at one point I was talking to Sugar Ray after we had seen the fights, because I do a little amateur boxing. Mm-hmm. And when I say amateur, that just means I work out with a trainer and I try to spar with guys who are not athletic and I don't do well. But I love it, and I've been doing it a long time. And so I said to him, "Jim, every time I try to go to the body, as I transition from a jab and I dip left, I get caught in the face." And I go, how do you work the body? So he starts to teach me how to hit to the body, how to step. And as he's doing that, Stallone says to my friend, "What are you doing? Get this on video." So I got a video of Sugar Ray Leonard teaching me how to go to the body and not get hit in the face while Stallone watches in his home. So
oh, wow.
I was so excited. I was producing estrogen the whole time. it was so exciting.
Brian, this entire scene sounds like a setup for a Frank Caliendo bit.
How have you been handling the pandemic, being quarantined? How does that worked out for somebody like you that has such amazing man powers?
If you had told me that the government and, in fact, the world was going to shut us down for 2 weeks, I mean, shut everything down for 2 weeks, and, oh, by the way, we'd have to stand 6 feet away from people, and, oh, by the way, we'd have to cover our mouths. I'd say 2 weeks, and I'd laugh at you, and I'd say, look, you're into these conspiracy theories, and I'd probably wave you off. 4 months later in Los Angeles, I'm still having to wear a mask. And all due respect and compassion to the people who are responsible for public health and stuff. I mean, nobody knew what this thing was. But, I mean, after a while, I got to go to work. You know what I mean? Listen, if I'm on an iceberg, all right, with my entire extended family, and a polar bear is coming at me, we got to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, somebody's got to be fed to the polar bear. Now, I love my entire family, but Grandpa's going first. I mean, right? And then Grandma and I have to have a conversation. My mother, I pay the bill, you know? I mean, the babysitter probably goes, and then Grandma.
Well, Brian, I saw that the one job you didn't give up was going on Rogan's podcast because he was testing everybody. He had test kits. And in the meantime, he signs a $100 million deal with Spotify. How much have you begged from him so far to have?
Look, man, I'm asking him to pay my house off. I don't know what I got to do. 25 years of friendship. The guy can't dip into his pockets. All of a sudden, he's an alligator. He can't wet my beak a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing to me. I guess we're just fair weather friends. You got a lot of money. Just let me use the interest, for God's sake, for one day, for one. I'm tired of having to pay for expensive wine. Pay my house off. I just want to be a dandy. John, I just want you and I to be. I want to wear a tweed coat. I want to smoke a pipe. I want to swill wine. And I want to pontificate with my friends.
We spent an afternoon being dandies the last time you were in Philadelphia.
I want to be super rich. I want to be rich enough to have someone summoned. You know what I mean? This is how rich I want to be. I want to be like this. I want to be like, I miss John DeBella. Someone have him fetched, please. Bring him to me, please. I want to be that rich. That's when you pay his money, when suddenly you're being taken to me.
Oh, I didn't ask. How's Dad?
Papa is 80 and beat me in golf the other day in Utah.
Okay.
Dad is at 80 years old, and I'll give you this. I took a COVID test before I went to see him and my mom.
All right.
I said, are you being careful? And he goes, what? And I said, you know, be careful with the COVID. He goes, and then he changed the subject and was talking. And then at one point, he got close to me. Now, I had taken a test, but I said, hey, not so close. And my father looked at me and he goes, you're one of those, huh? I swear to God. Like, somehow I was a liberal. Somehow I was a bit too left-wing because I was afraid for his safety. So my dad will punch Corona in his face. He doesn't care about Corona. And I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
Well, Brian Callen, his most recent special, The Complicated Ape, is available to stream on Amazon Prime, iTunes, YouTube, Apple Music. Of course, his podcast, The Fighter and the Kid, is available on iTunes. Who is the kid and who is the fighter in that podcast?
Well, you know, John, I don't really age, and so I'm the kid, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry about that. I got tight-fitting skin. What do you want? I'm incredibly supple, and I've got tight-fitting skin. I never take a day off working out, as you know. You haven't seen me in bed, but don't worry about it. But the bottom line is I'm the kid, and Brennan's the fighter.
Now,
it's not that I can't fight. If you cause a problem, I'll keep you busy. Uh-huh. I'll meet you halfway.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Brian Callen, our guest, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.